Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Y'all gotta let that experience stuff go. Y'all ain't never experienced nobody like me. I've seen plenty like y'all though.
Come on! Sweet dreams here!
Keep word down.
He's at the Cruz
is down! The
end of the day, those are things that we cannot control. So I'm not tripping. I will keep working, I will keep kicking ass, and Ecuador, I'm gonna be a fucking world champion.
Marlon Chico!
Unfiltered.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome. I'm going to do this one with energy, Matt. Welcome to the last UFC Unfiltered of 2022.
Oh, wow.
It's the last one, Matt. We're only off for a couple of shows, but there's no more fights. And good show. I mean, I love Megan Olivia, such a great guest. We were supposed to have Jamal Hill, but he requested to be on today instead. So now we have Chito Vera. Marlon's always so great. And Jamal Hill fighting Glover at 283 for the light heavyweight championship. Really interesting, that matchup. It's weird that they're not giving it to Magomed Ankalaev or Jan Blachowicz is not getting the shot. What do you think of that? Is it because, Matt, you thought the fight wasn't ferocious enough? Because Dana didn't seem thrilled with it.
I'm going to answer it the same way Robert De Niro, while eating a sandwich, answered Sylvester Stallone in Copland when Sylvester Stallone was trying to help.
Okay.
And, you know, what I would say to Magomed, you know, and to Jan, you had your chance. You could have been a hero, and you blew it. It's from Copland.
Yeah, I remember. That was good.
Yeah, you blew it. And Sylvester Stallone was like a bloated, but it was weird because he was like
so good.
The town cop that's like a little chubby and stuff. And but yeah, it looked weird because his little chubby looked like a bodybuilder that was like out of shape. So it looked kind of weird, and he was deaf and everything. But
I love that movie, though. Remember that? He goes, all the best girls were taken. He was kind of like a second-rate guy. It was like a Rocky role in a way where he just wasn't like the good-looking star of the town or whatever. I thought it was really good.
Jimmy, it's the holidays, Jimmy. Look at my shirt. See this? Look, presents. Look at this. Presents. The Mandalorian.
Oh, that's very nice.
What does it say?
It said, presents are the way.
Presents are the way, and it's.
Oh, I thought it was presents are the way.
Well, now I think you're being silly.
No, I just wasn't sure.
You know the Paramount in Huntington. You've been there before?
Many times. I'm doing Levity Live New Year's Eve. If anybody misses me a lot, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. But yeah, that's March 4th, Matt. That's a Saturday night, and I hope I'll be seeing you and perhaps the misses to come to that show.
I will definitely be there. It's the 7 minutes from my academy. I didn't realize that.
That's very close.
You know why? Because it's a brand new weed store right across the street.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
You want to come by and teach a class?
Nice, and I say, awesome.
You want to come by and teach a class?
Jimmy, it's the first time I ever said awesome like that in my life. That was like a valley girl.
That's yeah, it's okay.
But you're allowed to come by for sure, Jimmy. Jimmy, I was there this morning spreading love and jiu-jitsu. Well, spreading jiu-jitsu and cheer.
That's all you have to do.
How's your friend Bobby Kelly doing? I seen he's losing weight.
He is, yeah. He got lap band surgery. He's doing well. He's it makes it where if you eat too much, you get sick. But you can, if you don't change your ways, get fat again. So Bobby still has to be disciplined and stuff. But he looks great. He's lost a lot of weight. Yeah, he looks good.
You know, I complain about my stomach issues, but it might be a reason why I'm so lean. Oh, he's fucking
shitting a lot.
Taking a shit.
Yeah.
It's also the reason I have a million views on my Instagram. No, I'm only kidding. Listen, hey man, no joke that colitis, but I do feel better than being bloated. All right, let's get back to some MMA.
Well, we got Jamal against Glover, and I want to ask Jamal if he feels like Glover took him. Not it would not obviously take him lightly because Jamal is a knockout artist, but like he didn't seem to be. I mean, do you think that? I mean, Glover, look, will fight anybody, but he said he wanted a full camp for Ankalaev. Do you think that he just didn't want to deal with Ankalaev if he could avoid it? What do you think of that?
Well, my thing with that is he beat Jan already, you know. So like,
yeah,
I get it. I think he wanted to fight. He would have fought Ankalaev for the title in Brazil. That's what he was asking for, I believe. That was just a little bit more time. I get that. I understand. Okay. So, you know, it's all about styles make fights. He's not afraid of anyone, but
right.
You know, he knows he has the style to beat Jan. To fight a guy who's going to be looking to put you on your back's a totally different camp. I totally get it.
Sure.
So, you know, his game plan for Jan would be very similar to his game plan probably with Yuri and probably the same one with Sweet Dreams, Jamal Hill. And that's the grapple.
Yeah.
You know, for him to be the aggressor to put it down, not be, you know, worrying about getting taken down. So I get it, man. Style wise, it's not that they're a better matchup, but they're all three similar matchups compared to and similar game plans compared to what he would have to do fighting versus Ankalaev.
Sure. Okay. So yeah, he would have to, I guess a whole camp would make sense knowing that he was gonna come for you much different.
You know, sometimes when I talk MMA, I sound smart.
Yeah. Well, yes, you do. Now, the bantamweight, where we got Cheeto coming on, I mean, literally two of the top three best guys in the world, or two in the top four, including the champion, are Cerro Longo guys in Merab and Aljamain. O'Malley is ranked number one, and Piotr is number two, and Merab, I understand, is number three. I don't know why Marlon is number four and Sean is number one. I'm not too sure why that is that way.
Yeah, I don't get caught up with all that shit. I just like to see good fights. And I would like to see, I mean, the four guys you just named with Cheeto Vera, Peter Yan, Merab, and Aljo. Besides Merab fighting Aljo, I like these other matchups all day long. I like them. I like any fight that you mix and match, it's going to be exciting as hell. So really, I mean, that's one hell of a, when you get down to that, the top five, it's fucking really scary in that division.
Let me ask you, am I remembering wrong the Piotr Jan Sean O'Malley fight? I remember thinking Piotr Jan won that fight.
Peter Yan and Shorter. Man, that was like a controversial one. People,
it was a split decision, but I remember thinking Piotr Yan won.
And I'm one of the few that said that I thought it was an okay decision for O'Malley.
Oh, you thought Sean won. Okay.
Yeah, but the popular opinion was yours. And you even had Habib in the back saying, how did he win this? Or how did he even win around? I think they did a lot with the takedowns, but you know, they both hurt each other with the strikes. And I believe O'Malley definitely inflicted more damage. So
okay, all three had Jan winning round two. Okay.
All right, well, we can't, you know, we're not going to specifically remember round two. I remember it some though. I think they both hurt each other that round. So, you know, listen, man, all I know is going to pop a blue chew and attack Miss Sarah tonight. That's what I like to do. Fucking holidays are coming early. I'll tell you, my wife trains on. We have a blast. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm looking to my bed to the right.
You going to take your blue chew?
Well, once in a while, I will.
Sure.
No? Like, you know, like last night. And wow! What a good time.
You had a good time?
I believe I did, and so did the missus. We have fun. We like to keep it spicy. My kids are always like, enough! We're always all over each other. But I'm like, listen.
That's healthy.
Would you rather us fighting all the time? All right? Now look away! And earmuffs! No, I'm only kidding. Jimmy, yeah, we like that fun. How's your girlfriend doing? Things are good?
Everything is great. Yeah, she's with her her mom right now, so I'll see her a little later. It's nice to have a couple of hours by yourself just to look at stuff online and just read the news. You know, sometimes you just want to read the news without, come on, why are you always on your computer? Sometimes you just don't want to hear it. You want to just go, I'm reading the news. That's it.
That's what's good. What happens when you got a job you like. So I got to go to work. That's what I say. And then I love my work. So I go there and hang out and teach some mom locks and blur and then steam. You know what I mean? Maybe do some benching or some push-ups. I have a good time. And also, I got stomach issues. So when I'm in the bathroom, I bring my iPad in there, and I watch some Tulsa King. And I'm also digging that new Yellowstone, that 1923.
Okay.
But I didn't know
By
I could.
By the way, have you watched?
What?
Sorry, Matt. I started watching, what's it called? White Lotus.
I heard about that. What's it about?
I fucking hate it.
The people, wait, who was just on? Oh, Megan O'Leary, I think, said it.
That's what made me watch it.
What happened? Tell me what it's about, Jimmy.
I'm only on episode 3, but it's all over online. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's
Debbie Downer, though. What's it about? Let me see if I would like it.
It's about an upscale hotel called the White Lotus. Ooh. And this one is based in like Hawaii. And there's the guy, he's like Australian. He's the guy who runs the hotel. He's like in charge of the entertainment for the guests.
Ooh, he's mysterious.
It's a bunch of rich guests. And the whole message, I guess, is that, you know, all these spoiled, rich white people, which I don't mind, but I find the characters, here's what I don't like about the characters. Like if you watch The Wire or The Sopranos, or even All in the Family, the characters felt like real people. This feels like it was written about what someone thinks these people are like. Like the person who, it almost feels like it's like what I hate about Succession. It feels like it's somebody's impression of what really rich people act like, and it's based on a caricature and not the actual people. That's what I don't like about it.
It don't feel real.
I just hate it. It'd be like, the reason The Sopranos was so good is because they were all mob guys. But, you know, Tony has to worry about his fucking daughter's school and Paulie's got OCD and they're people. They're not just caricatures of what mob guys are. They're human beings. And that's what I don't like about this show. I think that the writing really kind of stings.
Well, me and the wife, you're watching Yellowstone and we're digging it. We like
it. Yeah, I'll watch that.
It's good character. That's what I'm saying. I like the characters, you know?
Yeah.
And I like everything related to that shit. Like I told you, I watched the 1883. I binged that thing. That's some real cowboys and Indian stuff. That was wild. And Sam Elliott, can't go wrong. And then I'm watching a new one, like I told you, with Harrison Ford, 1923. So I like all that shit, man.
Jamal Hill is in the waiting room. I saw Jamal at the, and I'm really annoyed that I didn't get a chance to talk to him because I really enjoy him. One of the fastest rising stars in the UFC, Jamal Hill, and well-deserved.
Sweet dreams. I like his Instagram.
Let's bring him in.
Let's go, man. Let's fucking go.
Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
There he is.
Hi, Jamal. How are you, sir?
I'm chilling. How y'all doing?
Good. We just talk about how fast you've risen, man. Like your fights have been so great. Even though the one loss you took, you still look, everyone, no one cared. Everyone was like, this guy's so fucking tough that they had to stop it when your arm was broken. So congratulations on really getting a title shot relatively quickly and deserving it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Sweet Dreams. Good to see you. I saw him. I was in the parking lot with Dean Thomas, and I ran into Sweet Dreams when we were in Florida shooting the shit. And that's before you found out about all this madness. When you got the call, because it was crazy how it went down. Could you just let us know how you got that call? What exactly were you doing?
I was sitting here. The fights were still on the TV, bro. My phone rang. And it was my manager. I thought he was calling, like, you know, just like, yo, did you see this shit? You see this shit? You know what I mean? And then he was just, bro, they just offered you Glover in Brazil for the title. I was like, what?
Wow.
I was like, bet, run it.
Wait, is this right after Blachowicz Ankalaev?
Magomed was still, they were still in the cage, bro. Wow.
They made that shit on the fly, man. They made that, they had a power meeting real quick. They saw that thing, a drawer or whatever it was, and it's like, yo, let's go. And I think it's exciting. I mean, instead of just running that thing back, which I'm sure, you know.
Good on them. That's how you're supposed to run business. You're supposed to keep it going. You're supposed to have an answer. Was they supposed to sit around with their thumbs up their ass? You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie. I have been getting a little annoyed the last couple of days with just some of the dumbass shit people say.
Tell me.
It is getting a little fucking annoying, bro. Like,
what did they tell you?
Like, what are they, like the UFC is disrespectful to such, the fuck are they supposed to do? Just sit with their thumbs up their asses without a champion? They had a chance to become champion, and they didn't capitalize on it. It is what it is, bro.
I mean, I don't think UFC's, good.
He felt one, take the judges out and take him out then. You know what I'm saying? That simple. You know what I mean? Then the whole not deserving of a title shot. Now, whenever people ask me, say, oh, I don't think you deserve a title, my question to you is, then why aren't you fighting for the title? Why aren't you? Because obviously I've done shit to put myself in position to deserve it.
Hell yeah.
I don't know why they would say that. When you look at Dana didn't seem happy with that fight. When you looked at the way he talked about that fight, you could tell they weren't thrilled with Ankalaev and Blachowicz fight. And I thought Jan at the end, I'm like, he's almost talking himself out of another shot at it. Like, he shouldn't have, I'm not saying he should have lied, but he could have just said, hey, you know, I don't know if I agree with the judges, but he's like, I didn't win. So I think that takes some of the thirst for a rematch out.
He was just in a fight though. You know what I mean? Especially in the last round, didn't go how you know what I mean? It's a lot of stuff going on. You're not even fully sure about how the fight really went. Like, that's why dudes like, oh, I know I wanted to. Y'all not fully sure. You know what I mean? You don't really, that's certain shit, you forget about shit until you watch it back in the fight sometimes.
And you've never fought out of the country. Brazil, now every fighter who's fought in Brazil says it really is, you feel that you're out of the country. Does that mean anything to you or no?
No. No.
Be quick. Hey, listen, this is what I'm going to tell you to be careful of, because I got to get the feel what's going on with Sweet Dreams. I'm not worried about him in the cage. I'm worried about that 12-inch with the wiggle. I don't know. What do you call it?
Why are you worried about that? That's my cardio.
Listen to me. Oh, but you got to be careful in that Copacabana. You visit the, well, I don't know the places to go. Oh, maybe I do.
Talk to me, Matt.
Listen to me. Well, listen, that's where you get that little deviant bird. DM him. He'll tell you the spots. But
yeah, well, no, they've changed. You know, I haven't been to Rio. I went with Patrice and Bobby Kelly, and a bunch of us went down there. I went three times. We stayed in the Rio Othon Palace and the Sheraton in Copacabana, but the club is closed.
Jimmy, you all right today?
Yes.
But you said been there three times and held up two fingers.
Yeah. Oh, I meant my thumb. You know what?
Who the hell holds up three fingers like this?
I always count that the thumb never gets the respect it deserves. No.
Come on.
No. This is the one I insert. The thumb is always the one.
I look at you different now.
Oh, I don't blame you. It really was. But no, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's always how I've done it. I start with the thumb.
If you're counting, then yeah. But if you just automatically throwing up three, you throw these.
Does that look crazy? I guess it does. Yeah.
Like this. That look like two fingers.
Jimmy, right. Jimmy, no gang signs, please. Now, listen.
No, I don't know how to do it, Matt. Believe me, I would fuck it up if I tried a gang sign. I have no idea. But my fingers, yeah, it's right.
Listen, back to the women's, back to the heinies in Brazil. Yes. Be careful, yes. Jamal. There's something in the water in the, out there, something in the acai where it's just, you know, I'm a married man. I don't look at anything. But I'm just trying to tell you, wrap your rascal, my friend. Quick, you're not gonna be that. You're not gonna dodge that. But let me tell you,
you're down there for work.
You're down there for work. But then afterwards,
I'm gonna go down there for play. I go down there for play. But this for work. This for business.
Darn right. So yeah, man, work your head.
It's easy to get distracted though. I'm amazed that you guys can fight in Vegas and fight in places like Brazil and not get caught up in the outside.
Not easy. Not easy to get distracted when you're fighting. Matt, you might agree with me. It's not easy to disregard the fact that somebody's been training for weeks and weeks to take your fucking head off.
That's the great motivator.
Yeah. That pressure does not leave. That does not just really never escapes my mind.
It's gonna happen. The fight's gonna happen. Somebody's training to do the bodily harm to you. Somebody's main goal every day is how can I get this guy to the point where I beat him into submission, or do I get him to a position where I can break something where he has to give up? That's on their mind for at least a couple of months.
Yeah, Jimmy. Honestly,
all right, Jimmy.
That makes sense.
You and your dirty little dick. This guy's got a fight coming up.
I understand. I'm just saying that I could do my shows at night, and during the day I get distracted. But I admire a fighter's ability to not do that. Like, because a lot of guys, even though what you're saying is right, there are guys that do. There are guys that get caught up in other stuff, and you know, they get caught up in the distractions. I'm amazed at guys that don't.
Don't worry, bro. If there's something, if I do get into a little something, don't worry. I'm not gonna be like you fellas. I'm not going unfiltered. All right.
Well, I did do that a couple of times down there.
Jimmy got. He got a little Jimmy, James, and Samaje down there.
She's like, you special. I'm like, yeah, I am. She let me do it through the convoy. Not the wisest decision, Jamal. I wouldn't do that again.
Man, this is very exciting, though, man.
Hair, Jimmy.
What's that?
Those decisions cost you hair, Jimmy.
I know. Just me pulling it out, worrying about test results. Yeah, I've made a lot of dumb decisions, but thank God I'm older now. I'm really happy for you, though. You must be really, it just must be, feel surreal to have had it happen. I don't think you're undeserving. I think you're very deserving. Your fights have been exciting. You beat some great fighters. And like even the one loss was an impressive showing. It wasn't, you know, you went out in a very difficult, tough way. So you must be really just kind of happy.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm blessed, but I'm just trying to capitalize on the opportunity. That's it. The biggest thing is to capitalize.
Glover has seen every type of style, every type of strategy, you know, being such a veteran. What are you expecting out of him? Do you think he's going to want to stand with you, or do you think he's going to immediately try to pull you down?
I think he's going to try to put me down, and he wants to test my ground game.
Are you a black belt or brown belt?
No, I'm a purple belt.
Purple belt.
I've been jiu-jitsu for 12 years. In our system, you have to test. You have to test in order to get your rank. And me personally, I never cared about rank. It was for me, it was about the journey and it's about the experience. So if you really want to look, I have 12 years of jiu-jitsu, of just experience in jiu-jitsu. So
is it possible someone could underestimate him?
Jimmy, I'm sorry to interrupt you. A purple belt, someplace could be a black belt another place. You know what I mean? So it doesn't mean, oh shit, this guy's a higher rank. He's going to be having the advantage. So it doesn't necessarily mean
I went against guys that were black belts and still beat them on the ground.
Oh, fuck yeah. And there's always that old Carlson Gracie saying, you know, you take a black belt, you punch him in the face, he's a brown belt. You get him an elbow in the mouth, he's a purple belt. Yeah, that's it. The best way to rank.
There you go.
That's it.
Yes, sir. Good thing that's why we're not playing jiu-jitsu. We're fighting.
Do you think that's what Glover's strategy is going to be? I mean, do you think that he might, which maybe works to your advantage if he underestimates your capabilities on the ground?
Yeah. I think the advantage for me is he truly don't know what to expect. There's no way, because he's never fought anyone. You said he's seen everything. He hasn't seen everything because he hasn't seen me. He's never fought anybody like me. He's never fought anybody with the understanding of range, distance, how to strike, how to land, you know what I mean, angles, you know, the speed that I have. He's never fought anybody like me. The movement, he's never fought anybody like me. So, you know, but I fought people like him. That's been my entire, since I've stepped into the UFC, what have people tried to do? Take me down.
Yeah.
Every single person I've fought in the UFC has shot for a takedown.
Now, are you taking into accountability how durable he is? I think of the Anthony Smith fight when I'm like, dude, the way that started, I'm like, this is almost a massacre. This is Anthony Smith was laying into him at combinations. He's accurate landing.
He was landing with some good shots. He wasn't landing with clean shots.
Oh. See,
Anthony's problem in that fight was he rushed things, you know? And a lot of that, I think, had to do with his corner, because his corner was going a fucking million miles a minute. You know what I mean? Hello, do this. Like, you know what I mean? And he was just reacting. Yeah. Any gas. He didn't actually, those shots that he was hitting with, yeah, they were nice and they were fast. But if you look, there were a lot of them were rolled off. They weren't sticking shots. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I
don't care how durable you are. Somebody starts sticking shots at you. When those shots stick, it's different. You're not taking that shit.
That answered my question right there, man. I wanted to see it. You know, you start to land. All right, let me get this old man out of here. Keep the foot on the gas.
I don't have to do that because once I land, it's like, oh shit, he's almost out of there. I don't have to land and be like, oh, now I want to get him out of there. When I hit him, you will see.
He's having sweet dreams. Is that where it comes from? Is that where the nickname comes from? Where does sweet dreams come from?
Sweet dream. I'm happy to answer this a lot. It came from you ever heard the Beyonce song? You can be a sweet dream or a beautiful nightmare.
See, I like it.
But no, I was filling out paperwork before my amateur debut, and that song was playing. And somebody, I didn't have a nickname, and somebody was like, bro, be Sweet Dreams. And I put it down and ended up knocking the dude out in like 40 something seconds. So it kind of stuck from there.
Hey, there's a lot.
That's great.
That is an interesting. I didn't expect that. You could run with that anyway. You could run with that with the ladies. Ooh, he's Sweet Dreams. Or the guys, you put them to sleep. They'll be having horrid dreams. It could have a lot of meaning. I did not expect that, though. I did not.
I thought about lying. I did think about it. I thought about the lie. I couldn't do it, man. I got to be real for the people.
That's good.
I like that, but that's a great story. Well, how come you come up with that name? It was on the radio. It's just that's a great story that nobody would have guessed. And it did fit because you knocked the guy out. Had you ever thought of it before then? Like, had you said, what will my nickname be? Or had it never occurred to you until that very moment?
I thought about it, but like, not that name. No, Sweet Dreams wasn't one of them and shit. I was probably going to go with something like one of my street names or some shit, but I decided to go with something.
What's one of your street names? No?
No.
Not good, Jimmy. I don't think we can say it on here, and this is unfiltered. It's gotta be something dirty, Jimmy. Jimmy wants to know.
Do you?
It ain't too dirty, man. Not too bad.
When you're gonna fight for the belt, do you in your mind just start envisioning your hand getting ready? Like, do you just kind of? How do you envision that? And how do you see that? And how do you, is that like something you're kind of manifesting where you're picturing him raising your hand at the end, or you're picturing how it's going to feel around you?
No, I'm not focused on that. No, I don't focus on that at all. I will focus on how it's going to feel in the fight. You know what I mean? That's what my, is what's going on in this fight. What's going on inside that 25 minutes. That's all I can think about. I can't think or feel nothing else. You know, that's just my focus, because I know once I focus on that, the rest will take care of itself.
And personally, and listen, we're keeping our eye on the ball, obviously. We're not trying to run off to Hollywood. But I said this before, and I'm saying it again. Jimmy, you can back me up on this. There's some guys I see that after they're done fighting or even during whatever, I'm like, yo, this guy should be doing something in entertainment, something funny. Jamal Hill, he's funny. You got a personality, and a lot of fighters fucking don't. A lot of them, I hate to say it, they're just either introverted or they're fucking just, they got corny jokes. You're a funny guy. I can see you doing something. Did you ever think about, and again, I don't want anybody to run with this, oh, he's not thinking about the title. He wants to be a fucking movie star. No. You ever think about doing something and messing around with the entertainment business?
1,000%. Yeah.
I understood
that the fighting life isn't forever, but I also understood this platform will get me in the rooms and get me talking to certain people, you know, that can help me enter into other realms of my other passions and things, you know, like I've written TV shows, I've written some movies. I actually like I'm very creative.
What kind of stuff do you like to write? Do you write dramas or comedies or is it autobiographical?
A little mixture of both. I like to add like all elements. You know, I like to add like some danger, some suspense, thrill, comedy, you know, romance. Like just, I like to mix it all in there, make a good story.
What's a show you'll watch and go, ah, that's like, if I could create, like, do you ever watch a show and go, God, that's the type of show I would like to do, or that's the quality of a show I would like to do?
A lot of TV shows inspire me. One of the biggest shows that inspired me as far as like try to think and just like plan out like a whole scenario and make a current time was 24 with Keith Sutherland. I was like, one of them, bro, like I still watch that. I've watched that whole series more times than I can count.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Where is that on the streaming? Is that on anywhere?
It might be on.
I used to have the DVDs, and that's an old show, man, because I remember binging it when I was in Vegas at the Mandalay Bay fighting Ivan Medvedev all week long. I was binging that. I remember the theme, like the thing, it was fucking, and I was in with that, and somehow I got lost in my DVD set on which one was which, and I was done. I didn't know where the fuck I was, but that's a great series.
That's one of my favorite series of all time.
How'd you get into that?
I've never seen an episode. I hear it's great.
So how I actually got into it, they did like a huge advertisement when they were starting, I believe it was like the fifth or sixth season. And they did like a 2-hour special of like of the season premiere or whatever. And he was like trying to track down the nuclear bomb, and it actually ended up going off in the city. And things I watched that first 2 hours. I was like, yo, this show is dope as shit, yo. I just started, I kind of put it in the back of my mind. Then whenever, after a couple years or whatever, because, you know, I play sports and stuff, you know, I always had movies like, that looks like a good show. One day I'll watch that. You know what I mean? Then eventually I ended up having it on Netflix, and I watched it. I watched the whole series. I was like, bro, this shit is unreal. This shit was dope.
That is a good series. I'm glad you gave that a shout out, because I haven't heard about that in a while.
Yeah.
I've only heard of it, and no one has ever said it was a bad show. I mean, people became kind of obsessed with
it. Yeah, it was phenomenal. It was that, like, The Walking Dead when it first came out. That was a great show to me. Spartacus. I love Spartacus.
Interesting.
Yeah, I loved Game of Thrones. Obviously, we've already talked about that. Sons of Anarchy is another one that I got into. I enjoyed that one.
How's the spinoff of that? The Mayans.
I ain't watched it, bro. I couldn't get into it.
You neither.
Yeah, there was another one. It was called the 100. One of the I don't know if y'all seen the 100.
Is that about something with a plane?
Nah, it's like the world had been like the world's nukes. All the world's nukes that end up going off in like 1300 came together like a space station, and they were like up in space for like 200 years, and like they had like, I guess they had like come up with rules, like the rules up there were like cruel because they had to survive and like and things like that. And then like the series starts, they were sending like 100 kids down to Earth, like kids that are like bad or been like locked up for crimes or whatever. They sending them down to Earth to see if it's inhabitable. So basically they sent these kids down there to die, you know what I mean? But turns out that it's actually livable down there, and then they find out actually people been down there all these years.
Oh shit!
What's it called, the show?
The 100.
Wow, I've never heard.
it spins off from that into some whole other crazy shit. Now, don't get me wrong. I forget what season it was, but the first season after they end up actually leaving Earth. But one of the seasons after they actually leave Earth or whatever, it get into some weird shit, dog. I ain't gonna lie. It was like one of the seasons, like, eh. But the way that they spun it around and ended the series, like, it was good. It was good.
I'm gonna watch it. I love that weird shit. Jimmy likes the scene from Pulp Fiction with the gimp coming out of the... He likes that kind of weird shit. I like the weird shit you're talking about.
Well, if you have a knife, a gimp costume is actually much more comfortable than you think. It helps you relax when you're inside a little box. Yeah, that is a great scene in Pulp Fiction. Anyway, so you... Now, is Anthony Smith really going out to train with you?
Yeah.
Wasn't he the one, a backup for this fight, or am I crazy to think that?
Yeah.
Wow, so that doesn't concern you at all?
Yeah, for those sparring sessions, pal. Oh, no, I kicked his heel. He's all out of the fight.
No, it won't be anything like that, you know, more so because I wouldn't even want that to be a look for him, just for me to just so happen to have something happen, you know what I mean? And I know he would never do nothing like that to hurt me. But we're just going to keep, basically, it's just brain picking knowledge, you know, pick his brain, learn about his experience from Glover.
Right.
You know, and see what I can get from that. He's a high level black belt. He's fought at the top of this division for a long time. So he has some insight that I can really learn from. And the fact that he's willing to share with me, I'd be a fool not to take it.
Yeah. I mean, that is pretty amazing of both of you to be willing to do that, knowing how close you guys both are. You fighting for the title, and he's not too far behind. So that's, I think that's really an interesting grouping. In the, I guess nothing will go wrong. I mean, I would hope nothing does. You're probably going to end up fighting anyway, eventually. So,
well, I think we'll end up eventually running in. We've said that day one. You know, we'll end up eventually crossing paths, and we'll put on a good show. And afterwards, we're gonna go get dinner, have a beer, and we're just gonna reflect on life and good times, bro.
Yeah. What are you doing for the holidays? Anything? I know you're training, but do you have anything that you do? You give yourself a day of just eating bad during the holidays, or no breaks?
It's too short notice. Too short a notice. So we're just gonna keep it in. My nutritionist should be here Monday, so he's gonna start cooking my food and making sure everything is good. So. I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm in a good spot. I'm just maintaining, and I'm just getting ready for this opportunity.
That's it, man.
Well, congratulations on the shot, Jamal. This is a great fight, you and Glover in Brazil. This is an incredible fight, and I'm sure we'll talk to you either right before or right after. But if we don't talk to you before, have a great fight, man, and good luck to you. I hope you get it done.
Happy holidays, buddy.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you, gentlemen, too, bro. I appreciate y'all. Always a great talk coming on, man. I love the energy. Y'all funny as hell, bro. Y'all always keep me.
Fuck yes.
Or anytime, come back. We love having you, man. And yeah, have a great new year, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, Jamal.
All right, bro.
All right, take care, Jamal.
Having a teen feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Yeah, that really is interesting, that Anthony Smith thing. I just think how confident of both of them, like to not be afraid that somebody, that the guy you're eventually going to fight is going to see as, I don't know what I expect that somebody could see, but guys, you know, when they're training, probably don't want a guy they're going to be fighting within a year to be watching them train.
Jimmy, I'm going to go two numbers at you, and you just listen up. 1738.
As long as you're not yelling 6 and 9, I'm fine. Jamal seems pretty good, though, right? He's mentally, he seems very, very prepared and very calm, very confident.
He feels it's his time right now, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's his time. Jimmy, I just got in, like, some Sarah merchandise. Like, I used we finally used the place that was making the stuff at my my kids' dance school. We got their clothing. I got these sweatpants and these pajamas that are so comfortable. Oh, excuse me. I'm going to get you a pair.
Oh.
Sorry. Hold on.
You all right, Matt?
I muted it when I was coughing.
No. Oh.
So, Jimmy, when are you coming back?
Tuesday.
I feel Marab, Dennis Bazooka, and Aljo had such a good time when they were away. I can't wait to see them and hear about their...
Are they back from Jamaica?
Yeah. I believe they're back or coming back, you know? But I miss my friends. I haven't seen them in a little bit. You know?
Now, Marab did stop jogging in Jamaica, right?
What that dude? Come on, man. The guy's got out to warn him about that shit, you know? I told you, Jimmy, I was in Brazil with that girl. Beautiful beach. It was like out of a movie. And she's like, no, it's dangerous. I'm like, come on. You know what? Put on my sweet voice.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, let's talk a little bit.
And nobody bothered you, right?
All right, Cheeto is ready. Nah, nobody was there. But my buddy goes, they get you, the bandits. They shoot you, they take the girl. Like, oh my goodness, let's not go back there again. All right, let's get Cheeto Vera in here, man. Let's hear what's up with him.
Yeah.
You know?
There he is. How you doing, Marlon?
Oh, good, my man. Just getting off the gym right now. Finishing sparring. Feeling great. Feeling fresh. Feeling ready to go.
My condolences, because I know you knew the gentleman, a BJJ champion, Orlando Sanchez. Yes?
Yeah. Sad news, man.
Jimmy, you remember this gentleman. He was
from the Sean Strickland video?
Yes, from the Sean Strickland video. He passed away at 40 years old.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that.
Family and young kids. Oh, it's so awful.
Super sad. Super sad, man.
Oh, dude, it's very sad. My condolences. I knew he was a buddy of yours.
And, yeah, he was a really cool guy. He comes in the gym all the time. I met him in the Ultimate Fighter years ago. So really, really nice guy. Really nice guy.
It's very sad. This is the first time hearing of it. I didn't hear it. Wow.
Yeah, I don't want to bring everybody down. I'm just
no. I'm glad you said something.
But so I was gonna say, Cheeto, are we getting antsy in our pantsy? I mean, you see the title right in reach. It's like, yo, let me fight somebody. Where are we at now? What do we got going on?
I feel like, you know, at the moment we are not in a bad position, but you know, things are set, right? We heard about that Sterling is fighting Cejudo, so. That is that in paper? Is that signed? I don't know. So we just, you know, we just training and waiting for a fight. We got a call this morning, and you know, we got an offer for February. Of course, you know, I won't break the news. Just I don't get pissed off the UFC. I want him on my good side, but we accept the fight. So you know, I'm healthy. I'm in shape, and all I can say, I'm gonna fuck him up.
You're going now. You don't want to say who it is. Let's see. Is he from the country of Georgia?
No, it's not. It's not Marab. It's not Marab.
All right, good. Oh, you know what? I like that.
He wouldn't know. He wouldn't know by now.
Yeah, I might have. Well, you know, sometimes I get the memo late too. But I like that though. I like that because I don't. I don't want to rush.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we haven't. We didn't get that one. I talked to Hunter. I was in Vegas last week. I went to do something, and I told him, "Hey, man, I named him. I went, anyone, and just send me papers." Me and coach are not opposed to any of that. We always training, and he's right there. He's coming this way.
The great Jason Perulo. Jason, oh, there he is. Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, that better be weed and not a cigarette, motherfucker.
It's weed.
Is it weird?
Okay. I either way, I can't stay mad at you. Jason, what's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Oh, man, good. I want to go to the fights just so me and you can hang out again.
Are you guys doing it? Are you guys just talking, or are you guys doing a podcast?
We're doing a podcast. We just heard the great news about Piotr Jan.
No, I
didn't know. He's trying to get you. Yo, Jason, is it bad that every time I see you now, Jason, I think about your chocolate chip cookies? Every time I see you, I think about your cookies.
That's a good thing to think about. I mean, got some
good
cookies.
You're a fucking great trainer too, but you could bake. You got a backup plan.
Oh, I cook every day of my life, man. I definitely got a backup. When am I? I get my late 50s, man. I'm like, hey, 1-2, 1-2, fuck off. I'm gonna be cooking, fucking flipping steaks.
Yeah, Jimmy, he could cook. Jimmy, I told
you. Do you cook for your fighters too, or just for yourself?
Well, I mean, I do, but I don't cook the healthy meals for my fighters. I cook the good meals for my fighters, you know, the ones that taste good. I mean, not that the good meals don't. I mean, that healthy food's all fine and dandy and everything, but I prefer a little, you know, salt.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
We're chilling, man. We're just hanging out, man. We want to know what's next with Cheeto, and he's kind of teasing us. He's letting us know there might be some news.
Yeah,
I know that.
The cat out of the bag. We just want to see him fight again, man. You guys are doing something right over there, Jason. What do you notice? Is it just that I know it's weird with Cheeto, you being right here, but is it just you've been with him so long? Is it just that he's in his prime and everything's just coming together at the right time, or what's going on, Lee? You know,
he's a hard worker, man. He's been plugging away for a lot of years. I mean, you gotta realize he's got 20 fights in the UFC, right? So, I mean, how many fights did you end up having, Matt, in the UFC? You had a lot, didn't you?
I have no clue.
Okay. But, you know, that's a lot of fights. You were fighting in the UFC for a lot of years. I mean, he's been here under the radar for a long time, and obviously he started to make some noise because he's beating some big names, but he's really coming to his own. He is coming to his prime, but, you know, he's a hard worker. And he fucking listens really well too. At the same time, you know what I mean? He's really progressed for the last few years. And for me, I was just talking to his manager earlier. My goal with Cheeto is not, you know, just to help him, you know, win a world title, but, you know, really capitalize on being one of the best bantamweights of all time in the future. You know, we got plenty of years left, so I think he's gonna have quite a run.
Yeah, and there's only interesting fights. Like, no matter who this next fighter, I'm guessing obviously either Sanhagen or Piotr Jan. I mean, it's no matter who you're fighting, it's good. O'Malley is probably not going to fight you now that he's number one. There's no way he wants to have to deal with you. I mean, that's a bad fight for Sean to take. So no matter what fight you have, it's a good fight.
Well, they want to make money off that. I mean, everybody wants to make money off that fight. The fight with like a Sean O'Malley, I think, makes most sense when one of them are champions. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you have one of them defending the title against the other one. You know, that's a fight that makes most sense, I think, with Sean O'Malley. I mean, that's just the way I look at it. I mean, if you look at the promotions of things, you know, it only makes sense that way. You know, I see us having to still go through a couple fighters, probably, you know, a guy like Sanhagen, a guy like Piotr Jan, and then, you know, you can't not give Cheeto a title fight after that. But, you know, But I don't see that O'Malley fight happening unless it's a title fight. I mean, it makes sense on everybody's part. I think everybody makes a lot more money off that fight as well as the title.
It's funny you said that because O'Malley said the same thing. In a perfect world, he said he gets the title. And he said his first title defense would be Cheeto. That's what he says. So, because he's saying, it's the same reasoning you're saying, because they got that history together, you know?
Yeah.
Well, for me, it would be ideal, honestly, is to beat Sean at the title. I mean, if you never know. You know, anybody can fall short, especially the top five of any division. It's so close, you know, the competition's so close. But ideally, I would love for us to be, you know, holding that belt when we fought that, you know, that rematch with Sean O'Malley. Because let's be honest, there'll be a lot of paper money on that fight.
Jimmy, I'm sorry. This next one's for both of you. And Cheeto, specifically for you. The ice bath thing, Cheeto. I seen you got one of those tubs. Joe Rogan talks how he goes in there 3 minutes in the morning in 40 degrees weather and his nipples are hard and everything. Man, let me tell you. When I go in the shower and I turn the thing on and I switch it from the from the removable fucking head to the other one, and it's a little cold in between. I don't even like it. I don't fucking like it. I like steam in the morning. I steam. After I smoke, I steam in there, I melt, and I stretch, do some squats. That's what I don't, and I'm hard, man. I'm a bad motherfucker. What is it? What is it about this ice bath thing?
It's it just regenerate everything. Like last night, I went for a hard run after a long day. More, I train in the morning, train at night, and I turn the sauna on, but I go in the ice before I go in the sauna, just because it's harder. And then I do it at nighttime with the cold wind. And
he goes in the ice before the sauna.
And well, that's nice though. But that's got to be all the sauna's got to feel great after that though, no?
Oh, well, you don't even get hot after maybe 20 minutes because you're really, really cold. But like I did it last night. I wake up this morning feeling great, get rounds, and it just keeps you healthy. It just repairs you and keeps your body ready to go at all times. So I do it. I've been doing it for a long time, and I believe on it. It's not like I'm promoting some bullshit I'm getting paid for. It's real. Like I do it all the time.
Does it do anything for your breathing too? Because the worst part about getting into a cold shower is I can't breathe. Does it help you do anything with breathing once you get used to getting in and just breathing steady through it?
Well, you just gotta stay calm, right? You gotta stay relaxed, and that's what your breathing comes down. It's like it's a stress thing. You breathe stress, so you gotta relax and go with it. It's like in a fight. You're getting tired, but it's also mental, right? You gotta keep your shit together and just keep plugging away.
And you know that whole in and out thing, you know, breathing. Fuck. You're breathing very good right now.
Yeah, I'm just picturing it. I got my pool heated too. I'm a big pussy. I don't like the cold.
I'm with you, man. I don't do the cold either, man.
I've been trying to put him in the cold for a long time.
I don't do it.
Steam shower and then some jujitsu.
You ever try cryotherapy?
Yeah, it's good too, but it's not the same. If you're gonna do it and you just go to the real one and you just get cool crazy. I do cryo too sometimes, if in and out, like if I need like a quick one, I don't want to get wet. But I have my cold plunge at home, so I just do it all the time, especially when I feel I need it.
When you do the tub, Marlon, how long do you do it for? Are you 3 minutes?
I do. Last night I did 4 minutes, and then I jump in the sauna for like 45, and then did one dip again, and then went and
sleep
like a baby.
That does sound nice, Jimmy.
Yeah, it does sound nice. It sounds nice when it's over.
Jimmy, I don't want to throw it in there, but the holidays, what are you going anywhere? It's just your family's coming over? What do you got going on?
All my family's in Ecuador. It's just me, my wife, and my kids are going to hang out and, you know, have, you know, a turkey, some rice. But, like, I see a lot of people get crazy when they're in a fight camp and then they have to cut away. For me, I eat the same year around, so I'm going to have a great holiday regardless. I'm going to stay training. I was telling coach this morning when my manager called me and I told coach, I was like, hey, man, like, I feel we can do this on Saturday and I'm going to kick some ass. Like, I just finished my runs right now. I'm in great shape. You know, I ran 30 miles on Sunday. So it's like, I'm ready to go. Jeez. I'm ready to go.
Dude, hey, man. Your eye is on the ball and your goal's within reach. So, hey, man, I love watching you fight. I'm excited for what's next. And when you are able to announce it, come back on. Let's talk about it.
Anytime, man. I would love to, you know, you just let me know when. I love talking to you guys, and it's fun. It's very fun. So, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling great, and I'm excited because I was waiting for a fight. I've been asking for a fight for a couple months now. I know I just fought in August, but I like to fight within 2 months. I don't like the 6 months apart. I miss fighting, and I keep it real. You know, I just turned 30 years old. I got the best 6 years of my life ahead. So I want to get the belt, and I want to defend it a lot. So
hey, I'm heading out, dude. It's good to see you guys.
Jay, always good to see you.
You too, Jason.
Are you doing any comedy, or are you just doing it in New York right now?
No, I'm actually back on the road. I got New Year's Eve in upstate New York, and then I got Texas and a few other Cleveland, Long Island. I got a few dates. I'm starting to put a tour together again for next year. I've been very lazy this year.
No West Coast, huh?
No, not if I did San Francisco last year in L.A., but I'll let you know if you want to. We're on the West Coast.
Hey, Vegas? Hey, Vegas or California, you ever come to L.A.?
I do. I'm out there a lot, but I don't usually do stand-up. But I'll look you up next time I'm out there. I go usually every 2 months.
Fuck, I'd love to see you, man.
All right, yeah, I'd like to see you too, Jason. It'd be great.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
Take care, buddy.
Later, Jay.
Well, have a great holiday, man. We'll talk to you early in the new year, I'm sure.
You too, guys. Merry Christmas to you guys and Happy New Year's.
Yes, all right, you too, Chino. We'll talk to you soon.
Much love, guys. Have a good one.
All right, take care, buddy.
That's great, man. Jimmy, what a nice episode, Jimmy. Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah. Two guys who I like everyone that comes on, but those are two guys I like in particular. Like, they're both great guests. So yeah, I'm always happy when he's here.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I think I'll skip this one this year. Don't try it. Don't go out. Nope. I'm just gonna keep singing. Merry Christmas.
All right.
I think I'll skip this one this year. Is that what it was? I think I'll skip this one this year. Dan, 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 dan. Nah, nah, nah,
hello.
Nah, nah.
Yeah.
All right, Jimmy, go ahead, plug something.
Matt, I just got New Year's Eve Levity Live. And go to jimnorton.com if you want to see me in Dallas, Fort Worth, Cleveland, or Long Island, or Tampa, or a whole bunch of other places.
Yes, me? Dude, yeah. I'm just teaching my arm locks, dude. I'm not even promoting that anymore. It's almost like a private club at the Sarah BJJ. Come down, like you, maybe you could train with me. I don't know, dude. I'm just having a good time. You can find me on Cameo. My Instagram is MattSarahBJJ. And listen, Jimmy, man, I'll talk to you before the weekend because I'm definitely going to have to give you another happy holidays and a merry, merry.
Yeah, of course. And thank you to Jake and all the guys at Blue Duck and, of course, Antonio for all the work he did for us this year and the years before. The guys, and Adam, who's always scrambling to get us fighters and all of our guests this year. It's a lot of fun.
Everybody, the UFC staff. Listen, UFC Unfiltered Army, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
That you appreciate us. And I can't wait to see what next year brings, Jimmy. I know it's going to be a lot of fun and maybe some hugs sprinkled in when I see you.
All right. Matt, I'll talk to you this week.
Goodbye, everyone. Happy, happy, and merry, merry.
See you next year.
Having a team feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 422 through 428. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.